skies are blue. How big of an area would your neighborhood be?
Up through the stony ground, there's no room. No space to rent in this town, you're out of luck. And the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck. And you're not moving anywhere, you thought you found a friend to take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return. For grace, it's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. To let it get away.
It really is a beautiful day here in downtown Waukesha. The sun is back out. We're back this week in Waukesha here at the former office of Alderman Don Paul Brown, the future former office of future Alderman Don Paul Brown. The Mar-a-Lago of the Midwest. And many of us believe every day in Waukesha is a beautiful day because of all the wonderful trees that we have. We have been a Tree City USA for the last 43 years. And one of the people responsible for that is our forestry supervisor, Mike Talaska, celebrating his 33rd year. And before we went to break, we were talking about the Community Roots Tree Program, which is a wonderful opportunity for families, residents, neighborhoods to honor those deceased. And I took advantage of this program for two of my neighbors that had passed away, Ron Frederick, and who passed away in 2019, and another dear friend, Mike Farmer, who had passed away in March of 2021. And it only takes $235. Now it's $250.
$250 currently.
Yep. And what that pays for, go ahead.
It's our Community Roots program. It's twofold. One, it's a memorial program for people who have passed away, but we also will plant dedication trees for people who are living. We're doing a couple of those this spring, and it is a great opportunity to get trees back in our parks. Unfortunately, back in 2004, when budgets were a little bit lean, we did elect to stop replacing removed park trees one for one. Our emphasis was switched more to street tree replacement because those were trees that people had paid for and had, in some respects, a little bit greater impact. So we have been losing trees through the years in the parks, and this is a great opportunity for us to get trees back in the park, but more importantly, for people to connect to trees. It's now their tree, or it's grandpa's tree, or it's the husband's tree, or it's, unfortunately, we've had some for children who have passed away. But for me, it's incredible to go to these tree plantings. People want to remember a loved one. They plant a tree for $250. We'll purchase the tree. We'll do a tree planting with the family where they actually get their hands dirty and get in there and help plant. We do all the maintenance on the tree, and the tree's guaranteed for life. For the first 6 months, we'll put a label on the tree saying it's Grandpa Fred's tree. And then at the EB Schertz building that we had mentioned prior, we do have a beautiful wall mural, and we place an individual engraved leaf on that wall mural, which is a big tree, with the details for the dedication tree. So it's actually pretty touching when you see a family draw together to plant a tree. So it's another thing that I've really, really enjoyed through the years.
Terrific. Yeah, and you know, and I'm making this public, and the family knows about it. I'll be organizing another memorial tree for Jody Walters Payne, who passed away over the last holiday season, and is the wife of Alderman Eric Payne, now my alderman in District 2, and the mother of 15th District Alderman Corey Payne, and a real force in this community. I don't think I ever missed a city council meeting. It's so many friends. Wonderful wife, mother, grandmother, all the things. I think great-grandmother even, too, but just a wonderful person. And so We'll be organizing that soon, so we'll have more work for you, Mike, if that's okay.
Great. No, keep them coming. We really appreciate the opportunity to be part of a family celebration. We are willing to work with people to plant the tree in a park that has the most meaning to them. Yeah. And then we do also take suggestions on tree species. Yep. If it's a tree that'll work for us in that park, in our area of the state, we're more than happy to accommodate that.
So the tree that you planted for Mike Farmer, you worked with his widow, Jan Farmer, on that. And what was the tree that you picked out that you were able to
accommodate? That was a ginkgo tree, which is a really neat tree. It's actually an ancient tree. There's fossil records of ginkgos going back thousands and thousands of years. It's a tree that Mrs. Farmer selected. I was really honored not only to be part of the tree planting, but Mrs. Farmer and her family are such great people. They actually invited me across the street the party afterwards. Yeah. So it was really nice. I mean, they had multiple generations there. Yeah. Not that all of the tree plantings aren't terrific, but I think the Farmer family probably had the biggest representation.
Yeah, and you know, and I want, this is important, is after the Christmas parade attacks, Thanksgiving was like, 4 days later, and I'm out Thanksgiving morning walking my dog, and obviously still very sad, very shaken up. And Jan was in Colorado spending Thanksgiving with one of her sons. But I walked down Empire Drive, heading towards Banting Park, and I look up, and I see the rest of the Farmer children, grandchildren, on Thanksgiving Day, surrounded around Mike's tree, saying a prayer, probably offering some kind thoughts. But where we selected that spot, it's behind the dugout in the hardball diamond, but it's also overlooks that stretch of field where Mike and the kids used to play football, especially on Thanksgiving Day.
Nice.
So that was just like, that really lifted me up. I was really chill. And then for Ron Frederick, who grew up, or his home, excuse me, him and Bonnie's home was right across the street from Banting Park, just like the Farmers were, but on the Butler side. And Ron never missed a game. Didn't matter who was playing. He loved baseball, loved watching the kids play. And so his tree is planted on the behind the first baseline side. And they, whatever the holiday is, or the special occasion, like if it's Ron's birthday or Memorial Day and Veterans Day, because Ron served proudly in the Army in Vietnam. The kids come and they decorate the trees. Now for Easter, they've already put up Easter eggs. They've tied Easter eggs to the tree. Christmas, they put in lights, and it's really special. Ron's son, James, who still lives in the neighborhood, said he prefers going to visit the tree than going to the cemetery. So thank you for that. The Community Roots Program, the tree program, is a very special program to me, because it brings neighbors together. You go door to door, and you get $5 from a neighbor, and overnight you've got $250, but more importantly, you've got a handful of neighbors that now want to participate. So that's a real credit to your team for putting that together. In fact, your predecessor, Dave Lauterberg, he helped with Ron's tree.
Yes.
He retired shortly after. But Bonnie asked me to help her write a tribute to him that the Waukesha Freeman printed, and then it was read at his retirement dinner, like word for word.
Yeah, that was beautiful. It was really neat. I worked with Dave for 30 years. We're actually good friends. Good. We stay in touch. Yeah. He lived in Waukesha for many years, has since moved to kind of north central Wisconsin. But it was really nice that somebody who dedicated a long time to the city was recognized in such a nice way. And Mrs. Farmer still calls occasionally.
Yeah. And Jan and Bonnie were at my last city council meeting to wish me well, and that was wonderful. And of course, we talked about the trees, and that's still very, very important to them. But the reason I mentioned Dave too is he stepped out. Usually, when someone steps down after 29, 30, you wonder about the future of that organization. And with you in charge, that department has not missed a beat.
I appreciate that.
So, yeah, and it's like, and again, it's just in. Any of the arborists I've met with or dealt with have always been have been top shelf people. And we're about to go to a break soon, but we want to give Mike a chance to talk about what we can look forward to in 2022 especially as the sun comes out and the ground's getting softer and spring is knock on wood, hopefully still here. So stick around for more with Forestry Supervisor Mike Talaska on This Week in Waukesha.